Good morning, everybody. My name is Ala Arafa Badr, and I will talk about dimensional stability of net cotton fabrics with emphasis on spirality. Dimensional stability of weft nets. Most net fabrics can suffer dimensional instability due to numerous reasons or causes. This instability is particularly noticed upon use of netting garments and after repeated washing and drying. In some cases, repeated laundering can indeed cause fabric distortion. For this reason, netted garments must be handled carefully during washing and drying and even during storage. Causes of dimension instability of net fabric, cotton-related causes. When cotton is the primary raw material, stabilization of net structure becomes difficult, as cotton is a non-thermoplastic fiber and cannot be heat set to stabilize net fabric dimension. Therefore, natural relaxation of net fabrics made from cotton yarns is inevitable after netting, resulting in changing fabric dimensions. This change will depend on the nature and the amount of stress and extension applied on there during netting process. As a result of the dimension changes of cotton net fabric upon netting, it is typically difficult to measure its structure attributes and dimension stability parameters, example shrinkage and fabric torque or spirality at the gray state. Our interest in this work will be fabric spirality. The general definition of knitted fabric spirality is deviation of courses or whirls from the standard perpendicular alignment. The ideal case here is the course wheel loop alignment, and here there is no spirality. The first case we can face is the wall deviation or wheel spirality. Another case we can face is the course spirality, and this can be right hand or left hand spirality. There are different methods for testing fabric spirality. ASTM D382 and ISO and AATCC test method 179. For the first method, ASTM, we can calculate the right hand or left hand spirality using these two equations. The second method is the ISO, and here we have two cases. If we have a net fabric piece, we can use this equation for calculate the fabric spirality. But if we have a knitted garment piece, we can know the degree of spirality by using these equations. The last and third method is the AATCC, and here we have three different ways to calculate fabric spirality. And we here have, for every way, we have different equations. We have a question here. Do all standard methods yield the same results? From this table, we can see the correlation between the three last testing methods. For this study, we're taking for gray single jersey with Lycra samples with yarn count and English 36. And this was taken over five different washing cycles. Here we can see that the correlation was very, very high. If we change the yarn count for the same fabric with fire count in English 50, we still have the high correlation values. And all this these two tables for the gray fabrics. If we bleach these fabrics, we will have also a high correlation values, but here after bleaching, we will have a higher correlation value than the gray state. And this is due to the stabilization of the fabrics after the bleaching process. Here we can, from this scatter plot matrix of spirality for the bleached fabric in English 36, we can see how close the values are. If we use a finer count, 50, we will see there is a higher scatter than the last type, and because using finer yarn count means low tightness fabric, means more unstable fabric, means more variability. Based on the percent values, the three methods of testing fabric spirality yield values that are highly correlated. The use of image analysis in determining fabric spirality standard methods provide useful values of fabric spirality, but they are destructive, time-consuming, rely on human accuracy. The use of image analysis to evaluate fabric spirality has been examined in some few studies, but here we have some obstacles due to the loop structure, particularly in the third dimension, and due to the yarn hurdles. Cotton-related causes of fabric spirality. Here we have, many factors affecting on the fabric spirality. If we take an example, the yarn-related causes, and we take example, spinning system. As you can see here, the friction yarn gives higher spirality, followed by the ring spun yarn, followed by the open end, followed by the air jet spinning yarn. Keeping in mind that the open end is bulkier than the ring spun yarn. If we take another properties, the yarn bulkiness. The bulkier the yarn, the more tightness the fabric, the lower spirality. Also, the double yarn gives low spirality than the single yarn. As example, the more helical fiber arrangement gives higher spirality than the straight fiber, and this is the case between the cotton and the polyester fibers. If we take the fiber-related cause example, and we take fiber properties like the fiber length, the longer the fiber length, the less width the yarn needs, and the less the spirality. Yarn twist is the most important factor influencing fabric spirality, but what yarn twist and what gauge length? The standard method for the yarn twist is at 10-inch gauge length. Underestimate the actual value of the twist and also underestimate the variation of the twist. If we see from this chart, we can see after many experiments, the smaller the gauge length, the higher the twist level. And also, the smaller the gauge length, the higher the variability in twist. Our interest in the knitted fabric to take the smaller gauge length, this approach to the length of the knitted loop. We have case study from industry for single jersey, 100% cotton with lycra. Here we have a correlation value between the three testing methods and the fiber, the fabric attributes and fabric dimension stability for gray single jersey with lycra in English 36 was taken over also five different washing sites. Here we can see the higher the loop length, the less spirality, and this is related to the higher the loop length, the fabric become loose and free, and the lycra will have more control on the fabric and higher resiliency power, making fabric to shrink more on the widthwise direction, and as a result, the widthwise shrinkage increase, and the weld density increase, and the gram per meter increase, and the thickness increase. Also, the lengthwise shrinkage decrease, and the coarse per inch decrease. If we use a fine iron count 50, we will have the same correlation trend as the in English 36. If we bleach these fabrics, we will have also the same correlation trend for in English 36 and for in English 50. This chart clears better as the loop length increase, the spirality decrease. Also, the fine yarn count accepts higher spirality. And for the fine yarn count, if we have fine yarn count, this means the fabric becomes loose and it becomes easy to be deformed and spirality can be occur more. Increase in the number of wash results in an increase in spirality. This is due to the fabric is trying to reaching to the stable state with the repeated washing times. If we hear from this chart the relation between the loop length and spirality, the bleach fabric exhibits higher spirality than gray fabric for in English 36, and this is due to the stress applied on the bleached fabric during the thermosetting process in the open width form. If we change this fabric to another count, finer count 50, we will have the same trend. Closing remarks, different standard testing methods of fabric spirality yield values that are highly correlated. Cotton yarns and cotton fibers contribute significantly to net fabric dimension stability. Through appropriate choice of cotton fiber properties, the dimension stability of net fabric can be optimized. For net fabric dimension stability, it is important to establish a set of suitable cotton fiber criteria. In general, fiber longer and stronger cotton fibers will yield better fabric stability, minimum fabric spirality, and this is a direct result of the lower twist requirements associated with these fibers. From the last study for the St. Jersey cotton fabric with Lycra, as loop length increases, spirality decreases, and finer yarn count gives higher spirality. The increase in the number of wash results in an increase in spirality. Bleached fabric exhibits higher spirality than gray fabric. Thank you. Yeah, I give here for the, if you see the chart, the cause, we here have some recommendation. Yeah, this is my recommendation, yeah. Yeah, for the bleached, yeah, because on the bleached state, you see the fabric tries to reach to the stabilization state. So after bleaching and after thermosetting on the open width form, we can supply the fabric. And due to that, we can get a lower spirality value. But the gray state, if you see, the fabric is unstable because I didn't give it any heat setting to lower the spirality value.